Scripture reading this morning will be from Proverbs 22, starting in verse 17. If you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's holy word. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have taught you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer to him who sent you? Since the reading of God's word, you may be seated. Please pray with me. Oh, Lord God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. Lord, for giving us your wisdom. Lord, that we might not lean on our own understanding, Lord, but that we would trust you, that we would live for you and obey you. Lord, we just ask that you would bless us now as we look at your word, that you would help us, Lord, to understand, help us, Lord, to receive your wisdom. We pray, Lord, that your will would be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning in Proverbs, we start somewhat of a different section. In as you go through the Proverbs, there are different styles. We saw in the first nine chapters of Proverbs how there was much more examples, much more of an explanation as to the point that was made. And then from chapter 10 through 22:16 here, it's very much been, typically we're just given a doctrine of truth. Not a lot of explanation, not a lot of expounding upon it, but just given each point in each verse. And so here it changes again a little bit, somewhat more similar to the first nine chapters. And as it begins here, Solomon is giving this exhortation to listen and pay attention. We saw this a lot through the first nine chapters. Oftentimes at the beginning of a chapter, or ever so often, Solomon would say, "Listen to my teaching, my son." And he would again just call the student, the listener, to pay attention. This is important. And we need these reminders. And this is what Solomon is here doing in these five verses. He's pausing for a moment. He's pausing from his lecture, if you will, and he's taking his head up out of his notes and he's saying, "Listen. This is important." And he's stressing how important this is. And let's refocus. Don't get distracted. Don't let your mind wander. But pay attention. Pay attention. You don't want to miss any of this. And really, this is what we all need to do at times. You know, even as parents, we need to stop at times and say, and explain to our family why we're doing what we're doing. You see, we don't want to just have our nose to the grindstone, and pretty soon we end up doing a lot of good things, but maybe for all the wrong reasons, because we lose track of that focus. Or we find ourselves going through the motions instead of understanding and really thinking about the importance of what we're doing. And so here, what a blessing. Solomon stops and he says, "Listen to what I'm teaching you." I mean, you've been hearing the teaching and there's more to come, but just wait a second. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't squander the opportunity to learn the wisdom of God here. And certainly, we should not squander this. And so, the title this morning is The Purpose of Proverbs. And the 3 points, first, Solomon calls us to be students of wisdom. Be a student of wisdom. Then, number two, he reminds us of the rewards of wisdom. There are rewards to walking in the wisdom of God. And then third, last and most definitely not least, he gives us the purpose. He reminds us of the purpose of wisdom here in the Proverbs. And so as we go through this, may we be reminded, as Solomon is instructing here, that this is so important. This is so important. We need to not take this for granted. Don't let your mind wander. You know, the Proverbs, you know, they just go on, and it just hammers you one truth after another, one gold nugget, if you will, of wisdom after another. And yet, think about them. Soak it in. Don't let your mind wander, but pay attention. This is so important. So may we be refocused this morning on the purpose of Proverbs here. So number one, be a student of wisdom. Verse 17 says, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge." Well, here Solomon is teaching us to work hard at listening and learning. Certainly it's a good gift to have teachers, to have good curriculum, and yet here he is instructing us to make the most of those good gifts. Be a good learner. Apply yourself to learn wisdom. It's not all up to the teacher. We have a responsibility to apply ourselves, to be students of wisdom. So first of all, he speaks here of listening. Incline your ear. You see, certainly we may all be able to hear, but are we all listening? You know, I don't know if this has happened to you, but at times for me, certainly it's happened that I can see someone and they're speaking. I can see their lips moving. I can hear the words coming out of their mouth, and I don't know what they said. My mind was wandering. I was thinking about other things, and I missed it. And so we need to listen. We need to be purposeful in listening. Don't just hear what you hear, but listen with purpose. Be an intentional listener. Incline your ear. We see here, listen to wisdom. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise. We are to incline our ear and listen and pay attention to the words of the wise, not the words of any fool who opens his mouth. The world is full of foolish people speaking folly from all kinds of, in all kinds of ways, radio programs, pulpits, other platforms. It's all over. But we're to listen to wisdom. Listen to wisdom. We're not to be students of foolishness, but students of wisdom. But specifically here, the words of the wise that are mentioned here, this is referring to the Proverbs. Solomon's saying, listen to what I have been teaching you and to what I'm about to teach you. Listen and pay attention to the Proverbs. But certainly a good student does not only listen. Listening well is just the beginning. That's the first part. Then it reads, and apply your mind to my knowledge. Okay, meditate on it. Meditate on it. You see, we do not only learn while we're being taught, or while we're reading Scripture. But learning continues after the sermon's over, after the lesson is finished. And we take what we've learned, we meditate on it, we think on it. Our minds are engaged. You know, we're not just coming here to sit and listen and give God ear service here. We're just going to sit here and listen. No, we're going to apply our minds. We're going to meditate on the wisdom of God. So we need to listen to wisdom and meditate on it. You know, this is also somewhat of what we see in Psalm 1. You know, speaking of the righteous delighting in the law of the Lord. What does he do? He meditates on it day and night. Not just when he's reading, not just when he's being taught, but meditate on the Lord's wisdom. So keep reflecting on what you've learned in the Proverbs. Keep listening, keep paying attention. There's more to come. Solomon here says, apply your mind to my knowledge. Well, when he says my knowledge here, he's not trying to get followers of himself here. He's not claiming something. He's saying, listen to the wisdom of God. Pay attention to God's ways, to spiritual things. He says my knowledge because he's the one who's been teaching it. So he's saying, listen and pay attention. Apply yourself to the Lord's wisdom that I have been teaching you in the Proverbs. So here he's saying, wake up. Pay attention. Don't sleep through any of this. It's all important. You know, this really reminds me of what Moses said to the Israelites at the end of Deuteronomy 32. And he says, this is not an idle word for you. Indeed, it is your life. This is so important. This is life and death. This is not man's wisdom I'm giving you here. This is what Solomon's saying. This is not man's wisdom. Pay attention. This is God's wisdom. So listen and learn. So here we are urged to be good students of wisdom. Don't squander your opportunities, but fully apply yourself to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. Then number two, he reminds us that there are rewards to walking in wisdom. In verse 18 he says, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips. Here we see that living life God's way is a blessing. We will be blessed when we listen and apply ourselves to the wisdom of God. It says, keep them, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you. Again, this is referring to the words of the wise, to the Proverbs. The last verse spoke of listening and applying yourself to what you've been taught. And here Solomon points out that you have not been given meaningless information. I haven't taught you things that don't matter. I've taught you of the greatest important things. The words of the wise in the Proverbs are worthy of our attention and our effort. And there are rewards. It will be pleasant. There are great rewards to receiving God's wisdom, to living life God's way. Certainly we see this all throughout the Proverbs. We see that the violent man, the liar, the lazy man, he's punished. He's not rewarded for his wickedness. He's punished. And we see throughout the Proverbs, those who do what God wants them to, those who live rightly, those who obey, there are rewards. There are blessings. Certainly they avoid many of the pitfalls. You see, it's a foolish man who looks at the Proverbs and says, oh, this is all these rules. I mean, this is God trying to keep us from enjoying life. Oh, no. You completely missed it. You're blind. This is a blessing from God. To live life, to structure our lives in a way that is in accordance with God's word and His wisdom and the Proverbs. What a blessing. It's pleasant if you keep them. It says, keep them within you. Notice that this keeping them, this isn't just listening. This isn't just, I heard them. No, this is receiving. This is applying your mind. This is keeping them within you. This is obedience. Living out the wisdom of God. Listening and obeying. Receiving them in love. Cherishing these Proverbs. Being devoted to God's ways. And again, we're reminded, we're forgetful people. We need to meditate. We need to meditate on the wisdom of God. You know, just because I've been taught something once doesn't mean I've got it. Just because I read that once, I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, maybe it's just my bad memory, but I read through the Bible, and you know, you keep reading through it, and you get done, and then you keep reading through it. And how many times do you come across things? Man, I don't ever remember reading this before. I mean, where was this all the last times I read through here? No, you don't read it once and pick it all up and you've got it. No, we need to meditate on it. Keep reviewing, keep reading, keep feeding on the Word of God. And as we cling to God's wisdom and we walk in it, not only will it be pleasant for us, but God's wisdom will be ready on our lips. It'll be ready on our lips. You see, we speak from that which fills our heart. It's ready on our lips. We will speak the words of wisdom to those around us. You see, the fool listens to foolishness. He applies himself to foolishness. Even though he's punished and suffers for his foolishness, nonetheless, he still speaks foolishness and encourages others to be foolish. But the wise man listens to wisdom, applies himself to wisdom, certainly reaps rewards and blessings for walking in God's ways. And then God's wisdom is in his mind, it's in his heart, it's on his lips. He's sharing it with those around him, encouraging others to walk in the ways of the Lord. You see, wisdom here is really running its course, running the full circle. When we listen to the wisdom of the Proverbs, and God changes our heart, and we receive this wisdom, it changes everything. It works in us from the outside in and the inside out, and we're sharing with others, as God's wisdom was shared with us. And so we share with others the wisdom of God that we have come to know and love. And so the message in this verse is clear. We've been given a great gift in Proverbs, a great gift. And we would do well to embrace it, to live the wisdom of God, to keep it ever before us, meditating on the ways of the Lord, walking in His ways, living life God's way in His wisdom, and sharing His wisdom with those around us. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips. Then number three is the purpose of wisdom. 19 through 21, so that your trust may be in the Lord, I have taught you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer to him who sent you? Here we're given the purpose of the Proverbs. This is somewhat similar, if you'll turn back to Proverbs chapter 1, this is somewhat similar to what he spoke of there as Solomon began. The first seven verses, especially verse 7, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles." And here verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 9:10 also says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." You see, the purpose of the Proverbs is not to wash the outside of the cup. That's not it. You see, it's not about getting a bunch of filthy sinners scrubbed up a little bit to look a little bit cleaner. That's not it at all. You see, God did not give us the Proverbs so that we could be smart and savvy about our sin, but that we would repent of it. You see, the Proverbs are not here so that we can see, oh yeah, if you do this, okay, this is a sin that I could probably get away with. This one, I better avoid. No. That's not the point of the Proverbs at all. It's not about trying to educate and change a few behaviors in a bunch of fools so that they look like wise men. The purpose of the Proverbs is that we might know God, that we might know Him, that we would fear Him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. Having a right relationship with God, that's where it all starts. That's where it all starts. Fearing Him, being in awe of God, having reverence for Him, knowing Him, trusting Him. This is personal. Solomon often, in this book, he addresses his son. And here, in this verse 19, it's kind of backwards of how we speak today. We would not say the first line first there, we would say that one second. First, we'd say, "I have taught you today, even you, so that your trust may be in the Lord." You see, Solomon again, he knows he's not giving a pointless message here. I have taught you today, even you. You see, this is life or death. Solomon here pleads with them personally. He makes his purpose very clear. I've taught you today, even you, so that your trust may be in the Lord. You see, Solomon's main purpose, my main purpose in preaching through the Proverbs, is not so that you'll make better financial decisions in life, so that you'll make better relationship decisions in life, so that you'll avoid the pitfalls of sin. Those are all great things. That's not the main purpose. I have taught you today so that you might know God and trust in Him. You see, we can get the cart in front of the horse here if we're not careful. And we get going on these Proverbs and okay, so yeah, I need to work on this. I'm too lazy and I need to work on this, and we just go. But don't get the cart in front of the horse. There must be faith. There must be faith. You must trust in Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning. Certainly, there are great blessings to living out the Proverbs, but they're nothing without first knowing God and trusting Him. Faith is essential. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Maybe as we've gone through these Proverbs, maybe you've thought, okay, I need to make a list. This is how I can please God. I need to do this and that and the other, and I need to not do this. Without faith, without trusting the Lord, you're not doing anything. It's impossible for you to please God. Faith is essential. You see, the whole purpose of the wisdom in the Proverbs is that we might trust in the Lord, that we would know God rightly, submit to Him, obey Him, walk in His wisdom. Solomon continues, verse 20 and 21. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer to Him who sent you? Here again, Solomon reminds us of the truth of Proverbs, that we might be reassured that God is true, that His ways are not just better than our ways. His ways are right. That we might live out His truth in our lives. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge? You see, here Solomon is saying, you know. He's saying, you know what I have already taught you. You know how excellent all the counsels and knowledge of Proverbs are. If you have come to know God and trust in Him, then you have experienced the wisdom of Proverbs in your own life. You've seen it with your own eyes. You've come to trust God and embrace His wisdom in the Proverbs. Then in verse 21, he reiterates the purpose of the Proverbs. He says, I've written to you excellent things. I've taught you all this wisdom in the Proverbs. Why? In order to make you know the certainty of the words of truth. You see, he's saying, I've given you the wisdom of God in the Proverbs, not just so you could see the two side by side, man's wisdom and God's wisdom. No, but that you might know with certainty the words of truth. I've taught you the Proverbs for this very purpose, that you might trust in the Lord, that you might not doubt, but that you would know with certainty that God is true, that His Word is true, that His ways are the ways of life. That you would be completely convinced, have full assurance that God is true, that His way leads to life, while man's ways, all other ways, lead to death. That you would know the certainty of the words of truth. And then the verse ends, that you may correctly answer to Him who sent you. And again, this is just somewhat of a repeat of verse 18, that they may be ready on your lips. This idea that God is working His wisdom through you. Not only do you receive it, but then He uses you as well in spreading His wisdom. Proverbs 15:7 says, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not so. You see, apart from God's grace, working faith within us, we would all be fools. Living in sin, answering others from our own foolishness, from our own understanding. But when God brings us to faith in Him, He changes us. He teaches us His wisdom. So that we read the Proverbs and we don't say, okay, I need to make a list so I can please the Lord. No, we read the Proverbs and we say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I need Christ. My ways are foolishness. I'm destroying myself. God's ways are right, and mine are wrong. He gives us the wisdom from above. So this morning we've been reminded of the purpose of Proverbs. It's so easy to focus in on the details. And that's not all bad. We need to focus in and apply ourselves. But we must not lose sight of the big picture. So that your trust may be in the Lord. Faith is essential. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so may we press on. Even if this was the end of the book and we're done preaching through Proverbs. It's not, but even if it was, we need to press on. We need to continue to listen and apply ourselves to the wisdom of God. Meditating on the Proverbs. Not that we would be seeking our own righteousness, trying to live out the Proverbs in our flesh, but that we would be trusting in the Lord. And because of our faith and love for Him, which He has granted us, we hunger and thirst all the more for the righteousness of God, for His truth, for His wisdom. Certainly it's a blessing in our lives. Certainly it's a blessing on those around us in their lives, as we have, by God's grace, the wisdom of God within us and flowing out of us, ready on our lips. So may God work this in your heart and in mine, that we might not squander what God has given us. What a blessing. What a blessing. May we listen. May we apply our minds. May we trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. What a great reminder we have this morning, that we are reminded here. This is important. We go through the Proverbs. These are not just principles. It's a matter of life and death. Will you trust Him? Will you trust Him? Or will you try to polish the outside of the cup and go on in your foolishness? He has given us this so that we might trust Him. Let's pray. Oh Lord. Lord, we confess that we are sinful. Lord, we confess that oftentimes, even now, we don't always view Your Word and the Proverbs correctly. Lord, our tendency is to read through the Proverbs and think that these sins are other people's sins. Lord, we thank You for giving us the Proverbs. We thank You for working through Your Word and Your Spirit to bring us to repentance. Lord, that we can see our sin and our foolishness when we go our own way. Lord, that we can see how foolish man's wisdom is. Lord, we just thank You for the work that You do in our lives, working Your wisdom within us. Lord, I pray that we would take these words to heart as we've been encouraged from Your Word this morning to listen and apply our minds to Your wisdom. And Lord, I just ask that You would bless. Lord, that You would continue to work in us what is pleasing to You. Lord, that we would meditate on Your Word, on Your law day and night. Lord, that we would have Your wisdom and not man's ready on our lips. Lord, that we would be a blessing to those around us, that we would be sharing with them the wonderful words of life. Lord, we acknowledge that at times we lose sight of what's most important. Lord, help us to remember. Help us to keep in mind that without faith in you, without trusting you, all of our efforts to live out the Proverbs are worthless. Lord, we thank you for the work that you're doing in us. We pray you would continue. We pray, Lord, that you would work in us what is pleasing to you, that you would use us to bless those around us. Lord, we think of many people that we work around, neighbors, different people we interact with. Lord, we ask that you would be working in their hearts. Lord, even for those here who do not know you, Lord, we pray that you would be drawing them to yourself. That through your word and your spirit, they would trust in you. Lord, we thank you. For we have no hope apart from Jesus Christ. May we live in a way that honors you, and may you use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.